Case number 12768, Gordon W. and Lynn C. Emanizer seek a variance from the side yard setback requirement for an existing structure. Sections 115.42, 115.183, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Laws Point Road within the Swan Key subdivision. The 911 address is 36990 Laws Point Road in Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 297. The applicant is seeking a 3.4-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing shed. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. If I could have Ms. Thompson sworn in first, Mr. Chair.
State your name and address for the record.
Robin Palumbo Thompson, 8 Chatham Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 10971.
Do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmine, Weidman, McCartney, and Owens. I represent the applicants Lynn and Gordon Emanizer, who have applied for variances from the side yard setback requirements. The original request was for a 3.4-foot variance for the shed, the existing shed. There was a variance that was obtained in 2004, so to the extent that that variance didn't cover any of the other issues related to this property, we're going to try and address those tonight as well. The applicants reside in New Freedom, Pennsylvania. They were unable to attend this hearing this evening. As a result, they have signed sworn affidavits setting forth their testimony and authorizing me to represent them at this hearing. We did submit those affidavits electronically, but I do have the originals to submit into the record as well. Mr. Sharp, if I may?
If you wish. I believe they've been uploaded to the supplemental packet, so the board should have that on your...
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
If there's been anything else that's in addition to that, then you can submit that.
Thank you. Also in attendance this evening on behalf of this application is Robin Palumbo Thompson. She's a realtor with Northrop Realty, and she represented the applicants in the listing and sale of this property. The applicants purchased this property. It's located at 36990 Laws Point Road, Selbyville, Delaware, on May 16th of 1988. So they owned it for quite a period of time. At the time of purchase, the property was improved with the existing shed. They did file for and obtain a variance from the side yard setback requirement in 2004. For a proposed sunroom on the existing deck and also to extend the deck. That variance was approved. That was in case number 8509, and a copy of that decision is included as an exhibit to their affidavits. At that time, they were unaware that there were any encroachments into the setbacks other than the proposed improvements that they were seeking. They, many years later, entered into a contract to sell the property on August 17th, 2022, and that was to sell the property to Gilbert and Janine Braun. Just prior to closing, the Brauns engaged Cotton Engineering LLC to prepare a boundary survey of the property. I believe we literally received it at the closing table. So we, of course, submitted it to Planning and Zoning to review, as we always do, and were told that we needed a variance for the shed. It was difficult to get a copy of the decision for the 2004 variance, but we did end up receiving that, and I'm still not 100% sure as to what exactly was approved as part of that variance in 2004. So to the extent that we need to cover any other, because as you can see the survey, any other encroachments, like I said, I'd like to address those as well. So the survey showed that the shed encroached into the 5-foot side yard setback by 3.4 feet. Originally, the survey, which had to be updated because the surveyor for whatever reason, did not show the distances on the north side of the property for the two sets of steps and the additional storage area. That was the original entrance there on the north side of the property. It should have been addressed in 2004, like the shed, but for whatever reason, it wasn't. So to the extent that we need variances for those improvements today, it would be a 1.6-foot variance for the steps on the front of the property, a 1.8-foot variance for the storage structure, and then a 0.6-foot variance for the steps off of the deck. And we did have the surveyor update that, and I think that was, it took a couple weeks to get that done, and we submitted it to into the record. Upon learning of the encroachment, the applicants promptly filed for a variance on behalf of the Bronze to bring the property into compliance with the zoning code. This property is unique. It's a small, narrow lot. It's only 40 by 100 square feet, and it abuts a lagoon in the Swan Keys subdivision. The exceptional practical difficulty is due to the uniqueness of the property, not due to circumstances or conditions generally created by the provisions of the zoning code. The applicants had no control over the size of the lot, which there have been many variances approved in this community because the lots are so small, and they had no control over the placement of the home or the shed. The shed was in its current location when they purchased the property back in 1988. There's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning code at this time. It would be necessary to remove the shed, which it is wired for electricity through an underground cable and junction box, and it has been in its current location for 34 years. And then the storage structure as well on the north side of the property, and then the steps on that side as well obviously provide ingress and egress to the home. Variances are therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The applicants did not create the exceptional practical difficulty, nor did the current owners. Again, it was the applicant's belief until the receipt of the survey, literally at the closing table, that all improvements were placed and constructed in compliance with the applicable zoning laws, and which belief was supported by the issuance of that variance back in 2004. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. As I stated earlier, there have been numerous other variances granted in the Swan Keys subdivision due to the small size of the lots. And the improvements have been in their current locations for many years. As set forth in the affidavits, the applicants have never, they've owned this home since 1988. They have never received any complaints about the location of any of the improvements on the property. They are seeking variances sufficient to bring all of the existing improvements into compliance with the zoning code and nothing more. The variances represent the minimum variances that will afford relief and represent the least modifications possible of the regulations in issue. At this point, if I could bring Ms. Thompson back to the podium. And can you state your name again for the record?
Robin Palumbo Thompson.
And you heard the representations that I've made to the board this evening?
Yes.
And are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Yes.
Do you have any additional information that may assist the board in making a decision in this application?
No, you covered it all.
Okay, thank you. And we, of course, are available to answer any questions that you may have. And, of course, respectfully request that you approve the requested variances. And thank you for your consideration of our requests.
Questions?
On the survey, the side that has the steps, it looks like there's something else that sort of juts out. Do you know what that is?
The northern side? Which, so the, because we have three sets of steps.
Opposite of the shed.
So okay, so.
About halfway down in between the two sets of steps.
So that's a storage area, a storage structure. It's like a small shed.
Would that need a variance also?
To the extent that it wasn't covered by the 2004 variance, it should be 5 feet from lot line.
It would appear it would need a variance. The 2004 one was only for the sunroom, and
and the deck.
Some of the older opinions don't always give the clarity as far as that we would like that we do now.
Yes, it was very difficult to ascertain exactly what was approved back in 2004. But these improvements, other than the deck that was approved as part of that application and the sunroom, the improvements were there.
I just want to make sure I'm clear, Mrs. Burton. Mm-hmm. I think we're looking, and I just make sure I'm right here. Looks to me like you're asking for a variance of 1.6 feet on the north side for steps.
Correct.
A variance of 1.8 feet on the north side for the storage shed.
Yes.
A variance of 0.6 feet on the north side for steps off the deck. And then a variance of 3.4 feet on the south side for the existing shed.
Correct.
And then I see there's like a dwelling with a walkway, mm-hmm. and I don't know, is that, I guess that's, is that 4 feet, Ms. Norwood? I'm trying to see what that is. Is that, is that a deck?
It is. So it's a walkway, there's a couple stairs, and then it's the deck, and that's 4 feet from the lot line. I know, and I believe that was part of the 2004 approval. And when we submitted this initially, it was only the shed that was at issue because there were a couple distances on the other side, on the north side, that weren't noted for whatever reason by the surveyor. So Ms. Norwood asked if we would update them, which we did. And just, I just want to make sure that everything is covered at this point to the, you know, to the extent that there's any uncertainty as far as that 2004 approval is concerned.
Sure.
If I may add, I wasn't as concerned that all the existing structures minus the shed have been permitted and CO'd. So, and then there was the previous board.
So they would be able to obtain an administrative variance. Mm-hmm.
So the shed was the only thing I wasn't unable to find any permit information on or COs.
Okay.
So.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have there been administrative variances granted for those other ones?
I don't know if I follow through with that yet, but that's the plan. Okay. As part of this, I try to do it before the hearing, but I don't see. I don't think I've done that one yet.
So, from staff's perspective, we just need to focus on the shed that did not have a permit on the south side. Those other structures could be handled administratively due to the fact that COs were issued previously and. Mm-hmm. We can go under that process rather than including it in this one.
Yeah, I think this one was done prior to, I tried to do them before the hearing, but I don't think I was doing it then.
So we're just focused on the 3.4 foot variance into the shed.
I think so, and probably for a couple reasons. One, we only advertise for an existing structure, not structures.
Right.
But the other thing is the admin process is different than the process coming before you where we have to do written findings, there's appeals and those things. So a little different angle on that one. Limits kind of what is issue for you all.
What's the construction of the shed?
It's
is it on a slab of concrete or is it portable or?
It is not portable.
Okay.
No, so it's
I didn't know if it could just be moved over.
There's nowhere to put it.
Yeah.
The lots are so narrow. Mm-hmm. So we talked about that at closing, just, you know, relocating it, even though it is on a concrete slab. But there's just nowhere to put it. And that's so they're so limited there, too, as far as storage is concerned.
Yeah, because the deck is right mm-hmm. there.
Yeah, I think when I was looking at it initially, I couldn't tell if that was the walkway or the extension of the deck when I looked at the initial survey, but that appears to be an elevated deck.
That's correct.
So it's not like a walkway, you just
correct.
Pad over.
Something. Exactly. It's elevated.
Let's see if you know the answer to this or not. Is this a pre-built shed that was just set on a concrete slab, or did they actually build and fasten down a shed to the slab? When I say fasten, like when you build a permanent structure, there's fasteners that hold it down from wind.
And this was done prior to 1988.
So
we don't really know.
I don't know. And the sellers, you know, have lived there since 1988. They just...
It was there when they purchased it.
And so...
Do you know, is there a concrete block visible?
It's like, from what I can recall from July, it's a couple inch slab of concrete there.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there is conduit electric to the shed.
Yes.
Correct.
So it looks like the shed was there and they sort of built the deck around the shed?
Correct.
Yes.
Because the deck was done in 2000, well, the extension was constructed in 2004. But for some reason, the variance shows up 2013. We were trying to figure that out too, but I don't know if that's when it was recorded. Just internally.
Does that conclude your presentation?
It does. Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12768 for Gordon W. and Lynn C. Emanizer, I guess?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Any further questions? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12768 for Gordon and Lynn Emanizer and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12768 for Gordon and Lynn Emanizer for the requested variances for the shed, pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons: the property's unique physical conditions due to its exceptionally small size, due to such conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity, and a variance is necessary to enable reasonable use. The practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So they vote 5-0, your case is approved.